This is Rich.
Hey, Rich. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hey, Amy.
How are you?
Good. I'm getting my radio off. Just at my, on my desk doing marketing work.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, so it looks like Sean asked me to call out to you regarding the request for Yelp ads conversation.
Sure, yeah. And then, first of all, I want to thank you for, on Monday, when you contacted me,
mm-hmm.
you made that appointment with the gal who I talked to this morning. Is that mm-hmm. Sean? Okay,
he
great.
Talked to Sean.
Sean, okay.
I think he goes by
and,
Mike. I think he goes by Mike on the phone.
I think, no, you are right. You are right.
Okay.
That's why I didn't recognize. I thought it was Michael
yeah.
or Mikel. Okay, anyway, yeah, she took care of all the things
Sean,
that I needed
yeah.
to do. Yeah, great.
Okay.
All the things I needed to do. I was trying to get a hold of people last week, and then
mm-hmm.
so we got a game plan, made the changes we needed to. That's great. And then also went on and claimed that site on Yelp and you guys got that taken care of today. So I guess right now you just need to kind of educate me. I'll tell you my situation. Right now I've got very little cash flow. I've got X amount of
mm-hmm.
cash set aside
mm-hmm.
for example, my quarterly, sales tax, my quarterly
mm-hmm.
payroll taxes, my
yeah,
quarterly
yeah.
set.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I've got for my two insurance payments, so about $800 that are due on the 12th. So I got time, so on and so forth, depending.
Okay.
But nothing else coming in, and a mm-hmm. lot of stuff going out, and also, you know, $31 set aside for rent, all that kind of stuff. So my cash flow, what we did with the $570 balance on the Google guarantee, we went ahead and just finally got that taken care of, and then I found out it's not reimbursable, so we applied it towards Google Ads and also my monthly payments for the next 2 months, just so I don't have to worry about that. So I just
nice.
Want to get something back on that. And then next year I'll look into the Google guarantee again if it's changed at all, and I can see that it might work for me. But for
yeah.
now, it's just right now the It's not worth it. So anyway, so I guess
for where you're
yeah,
at.
I guess having the Yelp, having you turn that Yelp thing on is actually helpful. But then again, running ads on Yelp, I guess, could be helpful as well. But I want to find out. I guess it's like the Google Guarantee program where you just pay $500, goes on account, and how does that work?
Well, it's a little bit different. So it's a minimum of 500. In your area, it is very, very, very competitive. In fact,
yeah.
The budget that's recommended is a minimum of 500, and a lot of people are starting with a minimum budget of actually like 900
yeah,
in your
okay.
area for what you guys have going on. Now, your
okay.
average cost per lead, cost per click is about $24, with making the average cost per lead between $60 and $100. So what that means is the actual cost per click is $24, but how many clicks does it take to get to an actual lead? So what it's looking like here is it's between 2 and 3 clicks to actually get to a qualified lead.
Okay.
Now, what happens, which we can meet with Miss Gina, and I'll set up a quick video call, you, me, and her, and she's excellent at really explaining this and breaking it all the way down because she's the specialist for Yelp. I'm basically like her conduit. I'm her concierge. I'm the one that comes between our clients and the prospective clients of our quality clients that would be good for this program or that have shown interest like yourself. So with that being said, what happens is once we set the profile up, because there are a lot of profile enhancements and beautiful things that would increase the activity on your Yelp. Like, for example, when you have the Yelp ads, what we do to the profile is we not only optimize it and enhance it, but we take all the competitors off of the page because this is a added feature that comes with having the Yelp advertisement with the actual paid Yelp ads with it, is it allows us to go ahead and eliminate any of the competitors that are there on your page. Sometimes, I don't know if you've ever gone to the Yelp page or if you're on there now looking.
No,
like
I don't even know where Yelp is, so.
Okay, well, when you scroll down past the local map, it will use a little map that shows, like, your area and where you're servicing. It
okay,
will
real
go,
quick, when you say the map,
mm-hmm.
when I'm in what, Google or
when
in
you're
Yelp?
On Yelp, when you're on your
okay.
actual Yelp page, there's usually,
Yelp,
like,
okay, gotcha.
At the top a few pictures and then, like, it'll have the map of where you're servicing.
Similar to Google, set the map.
Kind of, yeah, kind Google of, map. But it's all okay. Specific to your page and where it is that you're servicing your clients, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So below that, you'll see some listings sometimes, and those listings will a lot of times be your competitors. It's not your private information. So
that's the way I expect it if people were, you know, putting in Google search engine search words or keywords, whatever, and then of course anybody with paying companies that have keywords and or geographical, they all come up. Obviously, the key is to get
but
up
this
on the
is
first
on
page,
your page.
Or second page. So this is actually
on your actual page. There are your competitors on there.
So how would people in Yelp? Okay, so the Yelp would be like a search engine like Google, where people will be in Yelp on their search engine, Yelp search engine. They type in keywords to find a contractor, and mm-hmm. then if I've got, for example, the keywords match me, my lead comes up and only my lead.
Your profile, and then they have the option because you would be a top recommended option. So what happens is it's going to give them a few options. It's going to say this company meets. So what happens is the client goes on to Yelp. The prospect goes on to Yelp. They're going to punch in indoor painting 3 rooms, right? Okay.
And
so,
then everybody when they do a search, they'll put the geographical area in there, like, for example, Bellevue, Renton, whatever. So that will be obviously a keyword as well.
Yeah, well, they may put that, or they may just put near me. So that's
okay.
Why...
Oh, that's true.
That's why where targeting comes in very important, making sure that we're heavily targeting the areas that you want to come up in, okay? So say they put Bellevue. Let's just say they went ahead and they put Bellevue in there, and then...
That's in my profile.
Right, that's in your profile. So what's going to happen is the companies that are paying for the ads, like you, there's only a few of them in any given area, those companies are going to be put basically into a queue. Okay, so those companies are into the queue. The prospect is going to narrow by a series of questions that Yelp is asking on their end. It's going to narrow down which of these companies this lead is going to go to, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So are you looking for X, Y, or Z? Do you need interior and exterior? It's going to narrow this down, and then it's going to give that lead, that phone number, that information to you and a couple of other guys, okay?
Gotcha.
And then you're going to get that notification immediately. Clients
respond to it. I know respond fast.
Exactly.
Under
10 minutes. Your conversation
always has advantages. I know that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So those guys are seeing very, very, very strong return with this. Okay. They're seeing great return with this. Right now the Yelp is just like kind of on fire because they've revamped their program. And you're getting an additional boost promo. So we're going ahead and giving an additional boost promo of $100. For the $500 commitment that's going in there. So
okay, real quick question. I'm actually you heard me mention earlier that I had $570 in escrow account, however you put it on the account for the Google guarantee, and then that's not refundable, but it is reusable, and they put it towards, like I said, 3 months.
Right, they've already reallocated it for your Google ads.
So it's already done. Would I have been able to use that $570 towards this?
I don't know.
If I could have, I rather would have.
Yeah,
because like I said, my cash flow is low, and I'm trying to get obviously not refundable, so that what we did was better than nothing. But
yeah,
in this case, is I'm looking for, we did like $300 some odd to our adware and. And whatever, and then the rest towards two monthly payments, adding about $300, so about $270 towards adware. So that adware probably wouldn't work for me, do a job for me as much as maybe the $570 on that. If you could find out, I am interested. It's just a matter of being able to do it or not being able to do my cash flow. If I do,
right.
I can rob something else, and if it doesn't work out in a timely enough manner, I'll be screwed elsewhere.
Right.
I just have hardly worked. I mean, I got to tell you, this is the worst summer I've ever had, beginning to the end, and actually, summer always gets better. So as summer goes along, especially July, August, procrastinators all summer, that's when you get the rush. We had zero rush this year. I had almost no lead calls from, my ad, Google ad, website at all. I mean, which is unusual. When I had just websites, period, I'll at least get something from somewhere. Home advisors, I get tons, but they're mostly bogus. That's why I quit them last year.
Right.
I was paying, maybe between $700 and $2,000 a month for shit. Bogus ads. I mean, they were absolutely. Somebody should sue them. They should go. They were stealing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can explain how and why, and it makes sense. But this sounds actually similar or different. Obviously, you're not paying per lead, you're paying per click. You got the money on there ahead of time, and so on. So anyway, looks like your target is a lot more effective the way you do it. But at this point, would it be possible if you could find out if you could recoup and say, hey, take that money and apply to this instead, and we'll do that instead, and then you know what I mean? Instead of applying towards the adware and also 2 months for the management my brain's not working all of a sudden. Local Splash's monthly fees for managing my website. Is that something you can do and call me right back? And if it is, then we've got $570 right there, and then maybe I can add some to it. But
yeah, let me ask them what we can do. So if we do that, if we allocate the $570 towards this, then the $149 or whatever is going to be due on your regular monthly. You realize that, right?
No, that'll be back. Those will be, that's what I'm saying. Those two will be back.
Okay, cool.
We just paid one.
Sure, you know. They gave you $298 towards local SEO for the next 2 months, which is great. Okay, that's your regular program, and then $276 towards Google Ads. So let me go ahead and see what I can do about getting that back and go from there, okay?
And then go, and if we can't, then I guess maybe I can discuss, think about this, make a decision, and how soon, if we didn't decide to do this, how soon would I be able to expect the Google,
Yelp ads up and running?
Yelp ads
3 days.
Up and running.
Within three days.
About 3 days, right.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get this going today on that, okay?
Okay, all right.
And if I can't do, you can't do that, then I definitely have to go put some money on an account to be able to do this over the phone and pay you with a debit card to get it going. And put into that account, and so it'd be $500 plus $100, so $600 to start with. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wish I could do more, and obviously if this works out, I'll definitely do more and go more beer. But
yeah,
I can do only with what I got. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna reach out and see what I can do for you. Okay, Richard.
All right, thanks, bye.
All right, bye.